is getting a movie. They're going to revive the Monk series with a movie. It's supposed to be called Mr. Monk's Last Case, a Monk movie. You know, it's based off a Green Monk or
Yeah.
But if you remember that show.
I do. I remember it.
Hyperly OCD.
Yeah, clean, clean, clean. Everything's got to be clean.
It's such a great show. Comedic nature. Wow, his name escapes me. Not a good morning. But either way, he's getting a movie. And I'm really excited about this because I really enjoy this TV show. You guys notice the changes in it over the years. It's had about, I think he had 12 seasons.
Well, I love to hear that.
Looking his name up right now, Tony Shalhoub. What's his name?
I know that the guy that played him, he was in a 13 Ghost movie as well. He played the father.
Ghost, Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest, yes. He played.
Been in black movies.
Yes.
Him as an actor.
He's been everywhere.
He took time and it's just right on. And if they bring this back, I wonder who's going to play his assistant. Because he had, what's his name, Trailer. What's his last name? Howard. As an assistant in the second part of the season, and Biddy Ryan, I think that's how you say her name, is Sharona. And I wonder who they're going to bring back to play his assistant and how it's going to go. Because the ongoing thing that was in his show was he could solve, you know, every case, but he could never solve the case of who murdered his wife.
Yes.
I wonder if the movie's going to finalize that. I don't remember the last season of that show and whether or not he did it or not. I'm going to have to check into that. I really don't remember. That's when I started truck driving, so I couldn't watch it anymore. But if they're getting all of that, that would be perfect. That's some creative mind right there, I think. That's something you want to do. Don't bring back a show and try to recreate it like Bel-Air.
Yes.
Continue something that didn't really get finished.
I agree.
But make it good.
I agree.
I like Star Wars. Disney.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't want to get into that. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to take a second. Go ahead.
Oh, just in this one's real quick. In the rumor mill,
okay.
According to MarvelUpdates.com, the Punisher may make an appearance in the upcoming Armor Wars.
Okay.
And is supposedly supposed to wear the War Machine armor.
Ooh.
This is going to be played by our guy. I can't think of his name either, but he's a guy from the Netflix Punisher series who was fantastic. So if that happens, he'll probably be the one thing that saves that movie.
We definitely want to check that out. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break, ladies and gentlemen. When we return here on the network, we'll talk more on the Rhino Radio Penitentiary about movies, and we'll do the Sham, the Fast, Shazam, or whatever you call it, the Fury of the Fans, coming up in just a few moments. Stay with us more on this edition of the Rhino Radio Penitentiary. You're inside our movie reviews on Twisted Tuesday.
T Time for your Tuesday Outlook right here with the active weather forecast brought to you by Active Pest Control. Summer, winter, spring, fall, we don't care for those rodents, critters, or gooey things at all. Ryan and the crew can exterminate them just for you. Well, today, high near 63, partly cloudy skies, winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour from the east. Tonight, 42 degrees, a few clouds from time to time, but mostly clear. And, of course, on your Wednesday, a high near 69, mainly cloudy skies, partly cloudy by the afternoon, and a high near 69 with a low near 50 and partly cloudy skies on Wednesday night. A few clouds on Thursday with a high near 79 and a low near 59. Feeling good by Thursday. That's your active weather forecast brought to you by Active Pest Control. Summer, winter, spring, fall, we don't care for those rodents, critters, or gooey things at all. Ryan and the crew can exterminate them just for you. 34 Jefferson Street here in the Metro Atlanta area of Noonan. That's your active weather forecast.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Noonan, 770-954-9941.
Hank Arnold here from Coweta Force. Coweta Force is Noonan's own addiction recovery support center. We exist to provide recovery support services for individuals and family members who have been impacted by addiction. Our services are no cost, and all of our information is available on our website at www.coweta-force.org or follow us on Facebook.
Shopping for insurance doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Christy, owner of Ellsworth Insurance, located here in Noonan, Georgia. We are an independent agency with access to multiple carriers for home, auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. We are your one-stop shop for your insurance needs. Visit our website at www.insurewithellsworth.com or call the office at 770-755-7053 to schedule an appointment. We look forward to meeting you soon.
Keep your home safe with HomeScan Inspections. Our licensed and accredited professionals know exactly what to look for in order to prevent safety hazards and costly defects that may be found in your home. Ask about our free roof and termite inspections to ensure all areas are covered. Visit HomeScanInspector.com or send a text to 770-855-5678. HomeScan Inspections, where knowing matters.
Primetime Amusement, along with Jordan Communications, LLC, will be in Lynette, Alabama for 5 days, April 5th through the 9th, to kick off the Lynette Spring Carnival. With over 30 rides and games to choose from for the entire family, Ring of Fire, Hurricane, Alibaba, Wacky Shack, the Eli 16 Wheel, and more. Free admission, free parking, wristbands every night. The Lynette Spring Carnival in the Old Mill parking lot in Lynette, Alabama, April 5th through the 9th. Presented by Primetime Amusement and Jordan Communications. See you at the carnival.
Hey, hey, Brian Snow here. I want to invite you all to listen to the show where sports is the base and life and fun are the results. It's the Brian Snow Show, weeknights at 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Welcome back into this edition of the Rhino Radio Penitentiary. We're still inside the penitentiary, and we're talking movies. You got your coffee? Well, actually, it's a movie theater, so you need to have your soda, your wonderfully different choices of candy, and your popcorn this morning, or whatever you want. It is currently at 30 minutes past the hour. We are holding at 31 degrees here in the Metro Atlanta area. And, of course, in Atlanta, it's 32 degrees. And you are holding at that and brought to you by Active Pest Control. Located at 34 Jefferson Street here in the Metro Atlanta area of Noonan. We are Atlanta's radio station now because we're live all day. Everybody else is automated. Anyway, go to 34 Jefferson Street and see our friends. Whether summer, winter, spring, fall, we don't care for those rodents, critters, or gooey things at all. Ryan and the crew can exterminate them for you. 28 degrees there in Iowa, Cher. Happy Tuesday to you. All right, Shane, we're back with you. And, of course, since we're live all day, we've got Shane B. with us. He is our movie reviewer. Some of his friends say just don't like anything. And they're probably going to be probably going to be saying, I'm right about this next one. So let's talk about Sham, the Fury of the Fans.
Hey, we were just talking there a second ago. Sure, Sandberg. Just trying to figure out if that was any relation to David Sandberg.
Yeah.
Who was the director of this Shamvan movie.
Uh-oh, we got them all connected. What we did is the star of The Punisher, his brother's a former NBC executive. His uncle, his aunt married Kurt Angle, the wrestler. So he's kin to his uncle-in-law is Kurt Angle. And one of his grandfathers was a musician. His brother's his cousin's a musician in a band. And he's like, sister-in-law is this what we just said. So, it all comes together, huh, Shane? It all comes together, right?
He brought us the first Shazam movie, and
I saw it on TV.
I'm in neutral with that first Shazam movie.
You're being nice, yes.
Like, okay, I see what you're doing here. It's okay, it's got its moment. Okay, fine.
It's a kid movie.
That's
good.
Yeah,
I saw that. They all turned into some kind of superhero, yeah.
Which is weird in itself. It's just like, okay, you can do that and still keep your full power level. You can share your powers and still be at your full potential. Yeah, that's a weird, but whatever.
Whatever.
I don't know much about the comics at all. I guess maybe that was a thing. I don't know.
That's what it is. I didn't really get into it either.
They spent a lot of time in their adult form.
Right.
Even in scenes of unnecessary. Like they have a secret lair. I don't know where this lair came from, but they have a lair. And while they're in the lair, they're in their superhero forms. And it's like, why? Why not try
screen time?
You know, your kids' selves.
Screen time for
chilling,
the actors.
Just hanging out. Just really doing nothing. Talking, strategy, and stuff. I don't understand why you're in your superhero form. But I guess it's only because we gotta give screen time to the adult actors.
Yes, that's it.
Justify their existence in those movies. Like, well, okay, maybe they're gonna do it a half and half balance. No, there was no half and half. There was no equal amount of screen time between the adults and the kids. They're just what? Just unnecessarily always in their adult form. Okay. Fine. Well, let's move on. This movie is more about not Shazam himself, but his brother that has the disability. He gets a lot of screen time.
Wow.
And one of these deception movies where, I'm the shy kid that nobody cares about, and this pretty girl has taken interest in me, and oh no, deception, she's really evil. She was just using me as like, oh yeah,
no,
at all, but all that one.
Daggum women.
The writing, the comedy, there might have been three jokes I gave it. The opening. opening scene, the opening of this movie is girl power. I gotta say it. You have two these Spartan like warriors
Coming
into a museum. And there was a staff, the staff in part one that Shazam used to give his siblings the powers. You know, he broke that in half and threw it on the ground. So I'll give him credit for that, because they're going back to that staff, which is like, no, you just left it there. And sure enough, somebody found it. And like, oh, let's put this in a museum. I have no idea what this is, but let's put it in a museum. Oh. So these two Spartans go into the museum. They're in their armor, full helmets and everything. They're looking at the staff, and they, you know, they're trying to get to it, and da-da-da-da, and they finally break glass, or flip the glass over, get to it. And then there's the reveal that, oh, these are two women. I'm like, what was the point of that? If you want to have them, you know, I don't need the dramatic reveal that they're women. Just have them come in at themselves. There was no reason for this reveal. I guess they call themselves being edgy and inclusive. But whatever. So, the two women, one of them is Lucy Liu. It's probably the worst movie I've seen her in. But they are the... can't let the movie tell you. They are the daughters or the sisters of Atlas. The movie calls them both of them. So, I have no idea. But I think it boils down to daughters of Atlas.
Right.
But they're all, you know, they're sisters. So whatever. They get the staff and they make our Black Wizard from part one. I can't say his name to save my life, but he's been in a lot of movies, a lot of Marvel stuff. But they make him fix it. Whatever. Not about plot kicks up. So it's about him, our Shazam, taking them out, defeating them. We do get some insight about what Shazam means. It's an explanation I didn't realize I needed. But the letters of his name correlate to the powers that were taken from historical powerful figures. But Solomon, they stole his wisdom. Hercules, they stole his strength. Atlas stole his stamina. Zeus stole his power. Achilles stole his courage, and Mercury stole his feet.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're those first letters, spelled Shazam.
There you go.
Fine. All out. But the three sisters are not on the same page. You know, the young one that tricks the handicapped kid, she's doing her thing and off in a world of confusion. We have the older sister who seems like she wants to be on board of taking control, but changes her mind. And then we have Lucy Liu, who's supposed to be just straight evil.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy Liu was a better villain at Kill Bill than this movie. And I couldn't watch it without comparing those two.
Right.
She's supposed to be this just menacing figure, and I just wasn't feeling her dialogue felt like just waiting on the check to clear.
Seems like they're phoning it in. A lot of them are doing that these days.
The whole movie felt like a phone in.
Now, I got a question. Does this movie connect to any of the other movies that were supposed to be in this same universe, or is this a total... I mean, I'm talking about the other superhero DC movies and stuff. Do they connect to the other movies, or is it just on its own, or will it connect, or is there anything in there that connects it to it, or is it just something out here in left field?
Great question. I'm glad you asked, because the last tried to connect everything.
Mm-hmm.
With the ending having him bring in Superman.
Right. See?
At lunch.
Yep.
But they never show his face.
Right.
And, you know, that's because Henry Cavill was shooting Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yeah.
That mustache.
Yeah, of course. You couldn't have the mustache.
Didn't show his face. So they do that in this movie with Wonder Woman.
Really?
The little you know, a lot of stories of older female teachers having relations with their younger male students.
Yes.
It's this thing where he's having dinner with Wonder Woman, and there's supposed to be this thing about them the society kind of expects them to be a couple. I'm like, hold on. Like, Wonder Woman, but she's old.
Yeah, grandma.
And he's not even 18 yet.
Right.
It's like, wow, we're going here, huh? But they don't show her face. They never show her face. She starts to get up and leave and say, oh, you know, blah, 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 saying whatever. And then she turns around, and it's our black wizard. It's like, oh, okay. And come to find out that's a druid. I was like, oh, okay, all right. I'll give you on that point. But at the end of the movie, for no damn reason, Ex Machina, Wonder Woman comes back again, still not showing her face, until they do. And it's Gal Gadot.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, y'all went there. And it felt like it was a callback to the first movie. Now, they didn't show Henry Cavill's face, and it was like, Wonder Woman, and that's the short face. So, yeah, she's a connecting bridge. Superman was connecting bridge. But yeah, the time in. So it is a movie in the DCU, which also at the same time doesn't make much sense because the DCU has been ended. It's destroyed. Our last DCU movie is going to be Aquaman 2.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's coming out sometime. And then you got something to do with all of them are going to come back together. And then we had The Rock's movie, and that's supposed to be some kind of connection, but
that movie doesn't connect. That movie could have stayed.
Yeah.
It's a little thing, but they messed up, and Rock Henry Cavill was like, why are we doing this? You people knew that you were going to do this.
Right.
The whole trying to reboot the DCU. But you're connecting things now.
Well, Superman dies.
Going back and researching again and having a chat with a friend of mine, The Suicide Squad is a sequel to Suicide Squad because of one line in the beginning of the movie. And it's a line between Captain Boomerang and Harley Quinn.
Right.
And a reaction from their conversation from Rick Flagg is like, oh, this is a sequel. So why bring all these connecting bridges in this late into your universe if you're just going to dismantle it? I guess it's just saying, you know, forget about it.
See, what I don't understand and what gets me about this, we got a few more minutes, Shane, what gets me about this is we've been talking about the connection of all these movies and how they're connected and then what they're really kind of destroying. What I'm trying to figure out here is how many of these superheroes are out here? What cities are they in? I mean, we already know Metropolis and Gotham, man, that makes sense. But where is everybody at? And if all this is going on Earth, how come the Earth is not destroyed this bad? This quick? Because every single one of these movies, somebody's trying to destroy something, and these superheroes are having to stop them. And how come it's not completely destroyed? How come we don't have a desert land? Because you know it took Shazam to win, Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Aquaman separately saving the world, and I want to know the destruction. Can we see a movie where we have water and desert and everything? I mean,
we get some of that in Batman vs Superman, but it was a dream. The whole Gotham City and Metropolis element—it really seems weird because Shazam is in Philadelphia. So
yes,
the standing universe does. In your fantasy universes, I'm so confused. and Gotham and Metropolis are supposed to be like miles apart.
Right.
It's like, okay, fine, whatever.
They're water away.
The whole city destruction thing, as this movie begins, yeah, we got to get some action in here real quick to get the audience in. And I almost got up and walked out watching this action sequel. There's a bridge collapsing for no reason. Just, we got to have our heroes. So they go to this and to rescue people. And the soundtrack is playing Bonnie Tyler's I Need a Hero. I'm just like, really? I said that out loud in the theater, and a guy looked over and he's like, I know, right? He's like, you get it! All the songs you could have played right there. Oh my. And then that sets up the tone for the rest of the movie. But really, it's so contrived. Wonder Woman had no business being in this movie.
Right.
Quite convenient that solved at the end of the movie. And so they're like, oh, wow, well, just wrap that up in a nice little package and put a bow on it. No worries. Consequences don't matter, essentially. You always got somebody who's going to come bail the plot out. It's just, it was awful. It's 2 hours, what? 2 hours about that. 2 hours, 10 minutes, 2 hours, 8 minutes. Jesus, you're flying low.
You see, the you
didn't. Clayton got a police helicopter flying
by. Too many of these movies coming out. Too many of these DC Universe movies coming out. They're connected, but not connecting very well. Real cities and imaginary cities and crossover cities and all of them fight the same type of enemies, but similar type of enemies. And the Earth is not destroyed. You know, it's just. It really is getting ridiculous. I think they're just putting them out to make money.
Wrap this one around your head for a second.
Okay.
The Shazam movie is about to come out. And, yeah, we're getting Michael Keaton coming back as Batman, but he's in an alternate timeline.
In the Flash movie, yeah.
Do you remember another movie where Michael Keaton came back as a villain with a winged animal theme in an alternate timeline?
I can't remember the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Dango Venom.
Venom. Yeah.
I'm like, we're doing this again? How many timelines does Michael Keaton exist in?
Every one of them, by the way. He's a star in every one of them.
Yeah, Shazam. Really. I think they're going to try a lot of things that just makes sense because they can get away with it because it's going to be alternate timeline deal.
That's all it is. That's all it is. That's what they did with Marvel too. So I just, to me, I'm getting confused. And I'm not trying to put anything down. It's just you're throwing too much at one time in all these movies and trying to connect them. And really, the plot lines don't connect to me too well. I mean, the only thing that connects them is here's a Superman, here's Wonder Woman, here's this. Or we all know this is part of the DC Universe, and that's what connects them. But other than that, their problems and what's going on just don't connect. And to me, if Superman is that powerful and he can fly around the world, why is he not just saving all these people in all these other movies?
I think that's why they killed him early in his second movie.
Yeah.
The show. DCEU, huh? We killed him that fast. This feels like something that should have happened in a Justice League movie, maybe.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
We gotta bring him back, because we gotta get him in that box. It's James, you know, which one was in? No, Snyder. He's an idiot. just whatever. I don't care anymore.
Well, hopefully there'll be something out, anything. Quickly, before we let you go and everything, what's coming out this week in movies?
Sweet.
I know we've got something coming out this week. Something major. I don't know if it's great, but it's supposed to be.
John Wick.
Yes, John Wick 4, yes.
John Wick, Mr. 4. I forget what's the next one on the schedule here. That should take, well, it's going to take number one.
It's going to take number one, yeah.
I don't know how Shazam got the number one spot. Well, Shazam got the number one spot because everybody's, you know, somebody wrote it. And
I know how it got the number one spot.
I think during a week, Scream's going to make its way back to number one.
Okay.
Until John Wick comes out.
Okay. I can see that.
That's what I'm predicting.
I can see that. I agree with you on that. Well, I'll tell you what, Shane. Tell everybody how to follow you, where you're at, where they can locate some of your great videos and some of the stuff that you're talking about on those great videos and follow you. Follow him today, and he's got some great videos he shares, and he gets a little bit more into details on all of them. I sure do love watching it. All right, we'll have next week, Shane will be back with us again, talking more movies, more shows, and what's hot and what's not next week. We had fun with Sham, the Fury of the Fans. Back in a moment.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around. Fish dinners, open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
The House of Light brings clarity to your soul, offering a safe space for healing through our compassionate practitioners, services, classes, and wisdom, plus the tools to support you in our retail space.
Buying or selling a house and the inspection has come back with mold? Call the Mold Man, specializing in crawl space and interior mold remediation and encapsulation since 2019. The Mold Man helps realtors get to the closing table by offering a pay at closing program. Visit our website, themoldmanllc.com, to schedule a quote or give us a call at 678-227-9763.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
The Herb Shop offers alternative holistic approaches to health, as well as personalized programs for your specific health issues. They are located at 408 Ridley Avenue in LaGrange. Stop on by or give them a call for more information at 706-756-1400, or you can find them on Facebook at The Herb Shop LaGrange.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. I'm a certified tactical self-defense instructor, and I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women to teach them how to be their own heroes and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow. It's too easy, I just kill it with...
Thank you to Shane B. once again for being with us here this morning on this edition of Rhino Radio Penitentiary. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We got a lot more in store for you. One more note, Matchbox 20 has announced that they got a new single coming out and a brand new album, and they're going to be having a summer tour. Where Lights Go is the name of the fifth album coming out. Fifth album, yes, you're like hearing me right. Matchbox 20 come out in the 90s. This is their fifth album. Rob Thomas went off and did a lot of solo stuff, so this is why it's a fifth album. It's going to be out May 26th, and of course,
beginning, 50-day tour begins May 16th through August 6th. You can get out and see Rob Thomas and his band. Yes, Rob Thomas was in a band called Matchbox 20, for those of you who don't know. Yes. They were actually pretty good. Now, he's a pretty good pop star, but he was actually a pretty good rock band. So, there you go. There you go. There you go. I know some people don't. They're like, I don't care either way. Some people are like, man, I might go check that out, man. Yeah, thank you for telling me, Ryan. That's so nice of you. Very nice of you, Ryan, for letting us know. Yeah. All right, we're getting ready to get out of here in just a few moments. We thank everybody for tuning in here on this edition of the Rhino Radio Penitentiary. Coming up for you in just a few, follow us at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Noonan City Church presents, yes, indeed, the last hour broadcast with Apostle Deborah Harris. We'll follow that up with Tea Talks with Margie Conway live in the studio. And then the best afternoon sports lineup in the business, 12 to 2, Rod Peterson's show. 2 to 3, the sports people, Richard Holdridge. 3 to 5, Matt McGee and Armchair Quarterbacks come alive and strike out the competition on the field. Best Babes Country HD. And then 5 to 8, it's the one of the only Brian Snow show with the best sports around. 8 to 9 will be live with CDP, Chris Pomey. And then, of course, this week, of course, kicking off at around 10, we're going to have our good friend, the Crowded Booth, with Bryce Coon. Yeah, we got a lot of great sports programming and everything. Got a, at 9, we'll have a great repeat of a great show. So there you go. Make sure you guys stay tuned for more Rhino Radio Penitentiary tomorrow morning. We'll be in the second period talking about wrestling wrap-up. I'm going to get to run down everything that went on this week, Monday and Tuesday, going into Wednesday's Dynamite, Thursday's Impact Wrestling, heading into the weekend as well for what's going on this weekend, and getting just a couple weeks away from WrestleMania. So we'll talk about that, and we'll have Brenda Gaskey in the final period tomorrow. She and I are going to talk about another horrifying history moment. Ooh, a few moments in history, staining the history books with the blood of the unknown. And we'll do that tomorrow morning. And coming on Thursday morning, we'll do a little true crime Thursday for you, some headline news, and our friend Darren DP from Noonan City Church. He is the main man with our of course, praise band. They recorded an album. We'll be playing a song or two from them and interviewing Darren and the crew on Thursday morning. And on Friday morning, we'll have Richard Holdridge with us in the second period. We're going to do Friday Night Lights with him and talk about all sports all weekend long. So that's coming up for you. Until we meet again, this is Ryan O'Neill saying peace, love, respect. I'm out of here. Have a great day. Make sure you take care of one another and be good to one another. And remember, thank you to Scott Brand from Unite Sports Entertainment for being our guest in the second period today. Talking about the new monsters from Chattahoochee Monsters. And we want to thank Shane B. as well. You guys have a great day. Treat one another with the utmost respect. And remember, it's all about us and not about them. And I'm talking about us regular folks. All of us together. Keep it going. You guys have a great day. I'm the cult of personality, the cult of personality, the cult of personality.